is a musical style that's been very popular over the last, I don't know, like decade or two, especially over in Europe, but it's never quite caught on as strongly here in the United States. It's got pockets of underground popularity, but it's never really caught on the way that it has in other parts of the world.
Joe Thomas is the man behind Cypher, whose recent release is called Know the Code. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Pam Marshall, and you're listening to Audiophile. Know the Code is a non-stop collection of electronic music featuring a variety of sounds and rhythms.
When he's not making music, Joe Thomas puts his own high energy into his recording company, Diverse City Records.
Diverse City Records is a gay-owned independent record label, which I formed 2 years ago here in Atlanta. And what I've been doing with Diverse City is trying to bring a lot more variety and musical styles to the forefront in the independent label arena, and also try and focus on developing new artists.
The artist is Cypher, and now you know the code.
When you think of vocal music accompanied by an acoustic guitar, you often think folk music. But musician Ernest David LaJoy draws more inspiration from Stephen Sondheim than from Pete Seeger.
Stephen and his lover Joe, they live a floor below. We have brunch on their patio. Stephen dresses like Jackie O. And oh, I'm at home.
It's very folkish, I guess. I'm very classically guitar influenced. But my songwriting is very much more influenced by theater. So I don't really have much of a folk influence. The sound that you hear on the CD is sort of a combination of my classical guitar influence and my musical theater influence. I'm a big fan of Stephen Sondheim, and I hope that shows in my lyricism because I think he's just brilliant.
LaJoy's CD is called Parody Romantic and features 11 songs, none of which are more heartfelt than this tribute to a friend.
Every time the pain starts receding, the anger rises up to twist the knife. Anyway, hope you had the time of your life. How was Scotland? Was it painful? Was it hard to say goodbye that day? Did you shatter like glass?
One of my best friends when I was in college went to England for a semester of school, and on the way back her plane crashed in Lockerbie, Scotland. Along with close to 300 other people were killed in that flight. And that song is about that. It's also about moving forward, and I try not to bring it too down, but that's what that song is about. And I don't play it live, usually, because it upsets me too much, but that is my one special song on that CD.
The CD is Parody Romantic by Ernest David LaJoy.
Adult contemporary with a definite rock edge describes the music of singer-songwriter Debbie Clemmer.
When you look at me, I feel a sense of curiosity. It's been going on for a while, and I really do hold like that smile.
Clemmer's CD is called That's Forever and is a well-produced collection of mostly original and very listenable songs by this Southern California musician.
Being a lesbian in the music community at this time is it's very freeing. It's good for me because I can actually be myself. You know, I've always been myself, but I play in a a wide spectrum of different places, and I am who I am. And if I'm playing in a straight bar, I'm still gay, I'm still Debbie, I'm still a lesbian, but I'm always a musician too. And it's bridging. It's a very bridging opportunity for the straight community and the gay community to work together, because I have a mixture of people at my performances, which is good.
We hope to hear a lot more from Debbie Clemmer.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at P.O. Box 4223, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at imru@annex.com. This is Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. Keep listening.